Welcome, everyone, to the DKG International Membership and Expansion Committee podcast. We're happy to be able to join you again today with a podcast that we think that is something that you're really going to be interested in hearing about, and it will give a lot of options for people to think and gives opportunities for you to be able to share this information with other members. If you're unfamiliar with DKG, if you're not one of our members, we're really glad that you're listening, and we hope that you learn more about our organization. All of the information that we talk about or more information that you'd be looking for can be found on the DKG website. So we encourage you to go there as well. I mentioned that we are doing a podcast, and this is one in a number of podcasts that we have recorded. We are not professional podcasters, but we sure enjoy getting together and talking about DKG. Here's a list of a few of the other podcasts that we have recorded. So if you find this one interesting, you may want to refer back to these. We have one on who qualifies for membership, tips on retaining members, reinstating members, and chapter culture and structure aids in member recruitment and retention. So hopefully you will find this interesting and you're able to go back and listen to those as well. Today, we will be talking about what change requires of us. And our committee is literally meeting from around the world. And I just want to give you a brief introduction to everyone that's on our team. We have Patty from Texas, Becky from Pennsylvania, Gita from Germany, Daphne from California, Karen from South Carolina, and myself, Lisa, from North Dakota. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Patty to start our conversation.
Thank you, Lisa. Change is a very, very difficult thing. For many people, they almost think of it as a four-letter word. In other words, a bad thing. But it's not. Change is tough because of our mindset. We know how to do it this particular way, and we certainly don't see any reason to try another way. We are very, very uncomfortable leaving that comfort zone. We see that, well, we've always done it this way, and it's kind of worked, so why change anything? We are very fearful of the unknown. Very few of us are ready to dive into anything that is different. But if you think about it, as educators, we've all seen change most of our entire careers. We've seen changes in curriculum. We've seen changes in parents. We've seen changes in students. So, but yet we all seem to have this unwillingness to adapt, just a overall general resistance to the idea. We don't like to take risks. We are much more comfortable if we stay in our comfort zone. And because of that, our attitude about change, if it's not a positive one, can cause some problems. So today we plan to talk about some things that change requires of each of us. Becky, could you explain why challenging limit beliefs matters?
Oh, gladly. Thank you, Patty. One reason change is so hard for us is because we develop a certain mindset about how things are or are to be. As Patty mentioned in the introduction, we like how we do things. We get comfortable with how we do things. And so our mindset tells us that's how it should be done. And when it does that, it limits us. And so when change does happen, we often lose sight of what is or what could be. Now, our mindset consists of beliefs. And beliefs are just thoughts, but they're repeated over and over for a period of time. And those thoughts determine how we respond to situations. The longer we think something can or can't happen, the more we believe that thought, and the more we act accordingly. So our mindset is extremely powerful. It can control us. It can hold us back from doing things. And in times of change, it can definitely hold us back from accepting or dealing with the change and moving forward. I'm reminded of a story called The Elephant and the Chain when I think of mindsets. When an elephant is young, if a trainer puts a chain around its leg and restrains it from moving far, the young elephant will initially try to escape. After trying for a while, the animal realizes that escape is futile and gives in to the restraint, enabling the trainer to control the elephant for the rest of its life. From then on, all that is required is a chain around its leg and a wooden peg in the ground that you or I could pull out, but the elephant doesn't. Why? Because it thinks it cannot. We know that elephants are strong animals, strong enough to just pull on that wooden peg and chain and break free. However, that elephant has been conditioned to believe that it cannot break the bonds of the chain, and therefore it remains submissive to the trainer. So you need to think, is your mindset about how things should be the chain around your leg that is holding you back from productively dealing with change? So whenever you feel like that's what's happening, I want to take that step, but I just can't, start to question that belief. Where did it come from? Think about reframing that belief with a totally different perspective to see if you can come up with some options for helping you deal productively with the change. Now, another item that change requires of us is to step outside of our comfort zone and to take risks. And Gita is going to talk a little bit about that with us.
Yes, you have seen that change is complex and brings about uncertainty, but it is a cornerstone of growth and improvement. So taking responsibility at any place and in any position means to take a certain risk and be willing to lean old structures behind and treading new ground. But the risks we take are calculated and thoughtful, so tied to a vision and goals. Change needs team building and transparent communication. And if we don't venture to leave our comfort zone, there builds stagnation. And stagnation means regression. So in a change progress, attitude matters. And then we have this change requires us to let go. So I give on to the next.
Thank you very much, Gita. And when we're thinking about DKG and chapters, change sometimes requires us to let go of what we've done in the past. Have you ever been to a DKG meeting where someone brought up a new idea and then someone raised their hand and said, oh no, we can't do that. We've always done such and such. We cannot do that new idea. And maybe the members think the new idea is a good one, or maybe the person said, oh no, well then we have to do both ideas because we've done this one particular program or project for 20 years, as long as some of the members have been in DKG. But change may require us to let go of our old ways and think. It's like in the classroom, is doing the same thing always, teaching the same way always the same, or can you incorporate some new ideas to what you've done and make your teaching even better? The same thing happens with DKG chapters. We sometimes have to let go of something we feel is important or worthwhile if we're going to move on. When we're thinking of programs and projects and everything DKG, we want to think about, is the new idea something that we want to do? And can we let go of the previous idea? And it's important that we can move on and satisfy all the needs of not only our new members, but our members that have been DKG members for a long period of time. Can we address what people would like to do, both working teachers And does our ideas of programs and projects go with retired teachers as well? Taking on something new requires that we let go of some things in the past. And so we need to have a strategy of letting go of some ideas and coming up with some new ideas. And now Lisa's going to talk about how to be progressive.
Thanks, Daphne. So we do need to be progressive if we are going to institute an attitude of change. But what does it mean to be progressive? The dictionary defines it as making use of new opportunities or moving forward or advancing. I looked online and found on the Inc. website some habits of women or people in general who are progressive. Many of them act responsibly. They focus on solutions. They ask questions and then listen to the answers. They adapt and know when to let go, and they still retain their values, which makes me think of Annie Webb Blanton, one of our founders and a woman that we admire even 100 years after her work in DKG began. Dr. Blanton said, "Keep up with the moving world while not discarding what in the old has value." She also said, "Don't cling to the old when its worth has passed." Do we do that in our chapters? Do we do that at the state level? Sadly, I believe that some of us do. Dr. Blanton also said, "Don't be a person so set in your views that nothing can change you." Because obviously, as we're hearing, without change, we may not be able to move forward. Futurist Ray Kurzweil, estimates that we will experience 20,000 years of change in this upcoming century, which we are already 24 years into. So try to imagine staying in your old ways at the pace that change is going to occur. So for some other thoughts on thinking in new ways, Becky will give us some ideas.
Thank you, Lisa. You probably all heard the saying, you know, if you do things the same, always the same way, you're always going to get the same result. And so when change is upon us, it often forces us to get a different result, to think in a new way. If any of you have attended the Avenue M town halls, you may have heard many new thoughts being brought forth to help move DKG in the future. And that's what we're talking about here. You need to think differently. Look at things with different eyes. Outside the box thinking. Don't be afraid to step outside and ask a lot of what if questions. Be very divergent in thoughts. When I think about thinking in new ways, I like to use a kaleidoscope as a symbol for this. You know, in a kaleidoscope, there's pieces of glass, and really those pieces of glass, they don't change. They're there. However, when you twist the kaleidoscope, those pieces of glass form new patterns, beautiful patterns. And that's what we have to do to think in a new way. Sometimes in your chapter, you have the same people, but maybe position them in different roles to have them think a little differently, to come up with new ways and new thoughts about doing things. So if we look at how we do and what we do in DKG with the pieces around us, let's think a little bit about how do we just move those a little, like in a kaleidoscope, and come up with a whole new beautiful picture that helps DKG continue to keep moving forward ever. Now, oftentimes to think in new ways, you have to be open-minded. And Gita's going to talk a little bit more to us about that.
Yes, Becky. Well, to manage change successfully, self-awareness, social awareness, and creative thinking is required. And daily, we need to reflect on our purpose and values. We have to identify the problem or situation that requires change, have a vision of the defined target state, and develop creative ways to reach this target. And that includes to observe what is going on in the immediate environment and understand how people are thinking and feeling. So any person concerned needs to open her mind to the possibilities that may be hiding behind the inconvenience of change. But with all of that, we have to be very easy to and see that change requires us to be resourceful. And that I gave on to Lisa. She will tell us about that.
Thank you, Gita. So being resourceful, what does that mean? It means that we are able to deal with new or difficult situations. And I think that both of those opportunities are before us in DKG. We have new situations as our organization nears 100 years, but we have some difficult situations, such as declining membership and a lack of leadership. So how can we optimize what we have in order to keep our organization strong? We have to think a little bit like MacGyver. Right now, we do have thousands of women who still believe that DKG is very important, and we need to encourage them to take a strong role within our organization. But we also have the opportunity of having collegiate members starting their careers join us. And I think that that is an incredible new opportunity that we should be looking into a lot more seriously. We also have the opportunity of virtual chapters, something that came out of the pandemic, but has been seen successful in a number of areas. And we hope to encourage more states to consider that. We need to create something new and make the old work better to our advantage. And I think that that certainly pulls in some of our thoughts of our veteran members, but also includes the ideas from new women who join us. Resourceful people see opportunities. And I'd like to list just a few opportunities that sometimes we promote our organization. They are leadership, financial assistance, recognitions, advocacy, publishing, discounts, travel, and networking. And all of those areas you can find more information on when you look at the DKG website. So now, Kieran, I would like you to give us some ideas on how we can persevere.
Thank you, Lisa. Change requires us to persevere. Perseverance equals resilience. Now, let's unpack this. Resilience is defined as an ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. And perseverance is defined as the continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failures, or opposition. We must keep on going no matter what we may be facing or how we feel about the situation. Change is a crucial behavioral competency we must overcome in order to be flexible. We must maintain actions that help produce results, such as we must be open to many different viewpoints. Change provides the drive that fuels our resolve to keep us moving forward. And this is what we want. We want to keep moving forward. Change also helps us to find middle ground between reality and our expectations. Change must be present to sustain our motivation and confidence because change allows us to make decisions that are necessary for success. My last thought, change moves us beyond resistance to our situation and allows us to move forward to a positive future. Now, Patty will discuss with us being flexible and having courage.
Thank you, Karen. When I think about being flexible, I think back to the year 2020, when COVID grabbed our entire world. I happened to be a state president at that time. I knew that our committees needed to meet. We needed to select candidates for scholarships. We needed to plan our budget. We needed to do so many things. Yet, we couldn't continue to drive to Dallas to have a meeting. We couldn't meet in a hotel because they were closed. We couldn't go to a restaurant because it wasn't safe. So we started out with GoToMeeting, and then we heard about this new thing called Zoom. Now, Zoom is hardly new to any of us at this point, but in 2020, it was a way that DKG and most chapters survived. Chapter members got very, very creative. They figured out how to include their members meeting in their homes, meeting in their classrooms, and everybody sitting on a computer screen. Was it perfect? No. Was it ideal? Not necessarily, but it showed how we as members of Delta Kappa Gamma could be flexible. We figured out a way to continue our organization moving forward by using a whole new technology. Many of our younger members went and taught older members how to use this technology. That's what I call being flexible. Flexibility gets us to modify, and we did. We modified by using Zoom. Now we continue to use Zoom to have hybrid meetings, to include those that maybe cannot attend our chapter meeting because they're caring for an older family member or even a young one. Or maybe they have school responsibilities and they just can't get to the chapter, but they can join by using technology. So we have to sometimes compromise what we expect of members. We expect members, many of us do, to be at that meeting and to participate. But by compromising and saying, oh, we can do this in a hybrid way, we are including all of our members and making sure that we are taking care of our business. If you think about the little character Gumby, he could move up, down, backwards, forwards, and all around. Flexibility is just like Gumby. But it also, change also requires us to have a lot of courage. It's scary. As I said in the beginning, we have to have strength to face those fears. As Becky said earlier, if you always do the same thing, the same way, you're going to get the same results. If we want different results, we have to have the courage to face that it might be slightly different. But guess what? It could be slightly better as well. We have to help deal with the unknown. We've got to balance old with the new and transform situations. And we cannot, and we keep saying this over and over, doing the same thing the same way all the time. Courage doesn't mean that you don't get afraid, because you do. What it means is that you don't let your fears stop you. You attempt to move forward. You compromise. You persevere. You're resourceful. You're open-minded. You're progressive. You think of all the things that you have to do. And I think you're going to find that change is not the bad thing that so many of us dread, but it's the good thing that will move our organization forward.
Thank you, Patty. And thank you to this committee for sharing your thoughts. A special thanks to Becky John and our committee member who put these ideas together for us. We think that it was a nice culmination of many things to consider in order to help us move forward in DKG. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, perhaps you'd enjoy some of our others, check out the DKG website. And all of our contact information can also be found there. We're happy to answer questions or just be part of any chapter or state functions that you have where maybe membership or expansion is one of the topics that you are discussing. Thank you and have a great day.